to Voices of Vision with your host, Jane Asher. Jane is inspired daily by discovering the deepest passions in others. Each week, she will be digging deep to find what excites, motivates, and empowers individuals to explore new horizons, achieve their greatest dreams, and live up to their full potential. The time is now for Voices of Vision.
Well, a big fat welcome to another Monday version of Voices of Vision. And I am so stoked today to talk to a dear friend of mine. I met Judy back in the day when she was a program director at a big rock station up in Sacramento. And she's also been at KBCO in Boulder. For those of you that know radio, that is one of the coolest radio stations in the world. She programmed Magic in San Diego. So I met her through the radio business, but I quickly realized that there was something very, very deep about this lady. And she was pretty much into the whole mindfulness movement before anybody even coined the phrase. Today's guest is Judy McNutt. Welcome, Judy. How are you?
Oh, my gosh. Thank you, Jane. And I was just sitting here listening to the introduction to your program, and it's a fantastic introduction. It's so exciting what you're doing, and that empowerment piece is just so important for all of us here on the planet at this time. So, and I'm great. Thank you.
Yeah, cool. I think so too. I'm really excited because, you know, as you go through your life journey and you start collecting these phenomenal human beings along the path, you being one of them, it's seriously, Judy, I haven't even had to look for a show. I have weeks and weeks and weeks of people lined up because they're just finding me now. And they're like, oh, hey, you want to, yeah, let's talk about this. Let's talk about that. And it really is about digging deeper and trying to figure out what it is that we can all do to kind of elevate this life experience, because we're only here for a minute or two. So Judy, in the past, you have painted phenomenal, beautiful art pieces. I have one of your paintings hanging in my home that I absolutely treasure. You're an artist. You are a phenomenal poet. You're a great writer, a published writer. You have the music background. And now you're into soul designers, which if you're following along at home and you're hopping on your Facebook page, you can go to Soul Designers. It's an open group. It's Soul Designers with Dr. Judy on Facebook. So if you want to kind of see what we're going to be digging deeper into today, you can go to that page. Or if you want, it's judymcnutt.com. Super easy. McNutt is McNutt.com. So let's talk about Soul Designers. I mean, where did the whole concept come from, and what are you trying to achieve here?
Well, okay. I'll try to give you this in a way I think you're really going to like it. Here's the basis of soul design, really the birth of soul design. And I've done a lot of study and a lot of thinking and a lot of working on DNA. I bet you didn't see that coming.
No, I didn't. I'm so happy. Let's go.
It's really, it's fascinating. And once I got into this avenue of study, the whole world opened up for me, really pulling along all of those individual pieces that I bring to my life, just as everyone does. And I could see the direction of all of those pathways streaming in right into the center of my being, my soul. Mm-hmm. And so I got really interested in DNA and the part that plays. And Jane, I don't know if you realize this, but your DNA is so incredibly sensitive that it's literally listening to and hearing everything in your life. Mm-hmm. And it's responding accordingly. This is how we grow and evolve and change and become who we are, not just over the millennia, not just as human beings, but as individual people. Your DNA is actively listening to and addressing the environment. So at the quantum level, what happens is really you create the environment that programs your genes. whoa.
Mm-hmm. All right, I'm with you so far.
Your DNA is listening, okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Your DNA has a little radio tower on it, and it's listening to the environment all of the time. Well, what's in your environment? Not just your hair color and the type of heart health you have or your metabolism, but your moods, your attitude, mm-hmm. what you see, what you program in every day. Your DNA is listening. So I got very interested in that from the perspective of design. The idea of soul design was really born from my studies on DNA and how it adapts to the environment. So really what I found out is it's within your power to create, to actually design, to actually create the optimal environment to unlock the highest potential available to you in your DNA.
All right, so, one more time. It's within your power. Go ahead. I want to hear that one more time.
Mm-hmm. It's within your power to create the optimal environment.
Okay.
To unlock the highest potential in your DNA.
It's within
your control. It's DNA is not just something that happens to you that you're handed a fait accompli when you're born and then you're stuck with it. Yes, there are some things in there. I'm sure you've seen pictures of DNA and you see that structure is complex.
Mm-hmm.
It's more complex than what you can see because there's unseen energy there. It's
okay.
doing its job. It's otherwise you couldn't, when you think about it, you couldn't grow as a species. We couldn't grow and evolve if our DNA wasn't listening all the time.
Okay.
This is the reason people are worried about mutations and things like that. Okay.
Right.
So if your DNA was unchangeable, it wouldn't matter. But it is changeable.
And so this
what
really
I'm saying is changeable on purpose too.
So this really plays into the be careful what you ask for, be careful what you listen to. What you're putting in on a daily basis, because if I'm hearing you correctly, our little DNA has a little radio speaker and it's absorbing everything in our life experience.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
So tuned in. And
okay.
You're 100% right. Very nicely noticed. Be careful what you program in. Now, mm-hmm. you know, listening to the odd scary program is not going to change your DNA, but we're looking at habits here. When we look at,
okay.
when we look at your daily, what you do day to day, which becomes who you are, your biography becomes your biology. So if you're damaging yourself repeatedly, you're going to take a cell hit.
Mm-hmm.
It just makes sense. So I thought, well, if that occurs, then we can also design on purpose. So that's where I came up with the idea of soul design. And why is the soul in it? Okay, here's another big one.
Okay.
Your physical human body is the very least of who you are. It's minuscule practically compared to the greater part of you, the part of you that never dies, the part mm-hmm. of you that's always watching, always listening, always learning, always experimenting, having some fun. The body is, this is the joy.
Yeah.
This is heaven. We got to come here and be creators. And that's our job. We bring our gifts with us. And our purpose is to do something with those gifts. That's what the meaning of life is.
Mm-hmm. I get that. I totally feel like I love that the body is the vessel that we get to use, and I honor it because it is pretty cool that it contains us, right? It contains all of the goodness that we have. What about ancestors? I mean, here we are. I mean, DNA, I mean, we are a connection with all of those things. Thousands and thousands and thousands of souls that have gone before us. So what about,
Absolutely.
How does that play into how we connect and what we're pulling from on a day-to-day basis?
Well, okay, so energetically, we're always connected with our ancestors. You can't, mm-hmm. You can't deny it or run away from
sure.
it. And there's the energetically, we have a lot handed down to us through our DNA. It's changeable. So you start telling yourself a story because you have a belief that because great aunt Sarah was crazy, then, you know, we can't get away from that. Well, that's not true. But the nice gift of that, of our ancestry, is we can take a look at what's available to us and choose. We can choose what we want to bring forward, what we don't want to repeat. We can choose mm-hmm. that as well.
Okay.
But, you know, we do have a lot of gifts from our ancestors. You're
okay.
absolutely right about that. Yeah.
So essentially you're saying, if I'm hearing you correctly, is you can rewrite your story, or if you believe a certain thing about yourself, you can change that simply by designing that next move. You can
yes,
break through.
That's,
okay.
Sorry, go ahead.
So design on for. Okay, go ahead.
That's where the mindfulness comes in, and the making on purpose choices. The intention. And you can literally sit down and design the life you want and begin to live it.
Let's talk about mindfulness just for a moment, and then we're going to have a quick break. But mindfulness has become such a huge practice. I mean, right here in San Diego, up at UCSD, they have a mindfulness center, and I was able to go tour it, and it kind of was the epicenter of that whole movement. In a nutshell, for those people that are listening that are going, what the heck is mindfulness? Tell me, Dr. Judy McNutt, what the heck is mindfulness?
It's simply being fully present. There's a piece of it that it's not, that you can leave behind, which are beliefs and judgments. What you see is not necessarily what is, but what is always is.
Okay, wait a minute. Got to have that one more time.
Okay. All right. So in order
what you
to
see.
Be mindful.
Yes.
It's very useful to lay aside judgments and beliefs, all kinds of beliefs. Beliefs can get you in, it can save your bacon, and it can also, beliefs can get you into trouble. Mm-hmm. In that if you believe something so deeply that isn't there, you can make it be there. So in order to be mindful, you lay aside all presuppositions. You just lay aside everything and just be mindful. If you can be mindfully eating, you can be mm-hmm. mindfully taking a walk,
mm-hmm.
mindful shower, mindful mm-hmm. conversation,
mm-hmm.
mindful art making, of course, mindful mm-hmm. writing, just being really, really present in this
okay.
moment.
Absolutely.
So that's it.
I love it.
A really easy way to practice mindfulness is to pretend like your entire body is an ear and it's listening.
I just got myself as a huge ear. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. My guest today is Dr. Judy McNutt, Soul Designers. It's an open group on Facebook, Soul Designers with Dr. Judy. If you want to go there right now just to check us out while we're taking a little break, it is within your power to create the optimal environment to unlock your DNA to achieve your highest potential. How about that? We'll be back in just a bit on Voices of Vision.
Voices of Vision with Jane Asher. We'll be right back on Empower Radio.
Hey, everybody, it's Nancy Newcomer. I do the Back to the Kitchen Minutes here on Empower Radio. You can also hear my show, The Dish with Nancy Newcomer. And if you're ever in the San Francisco Bay Area, catch me on 98.5 KFOX. Today, I wanted to share with you my experience with Go Cleanse. It's been such an amazing journey. I have to say, what I love, number one, about the Go Cleanse system is that you can eat real food. In fact, a lot of my healthy recipes on my food blog have been incorporated into the Go Cleanse program. Easy to do. And if you follow the program, the pounds are going to drop. But not only will you lose weight, you're going to feel that vitality and that energy. Ever since using Go Cleanse, I've been sleeping better. If you'd like to give it a try, give them a call. 1-866-352-6888. That's 1-866-352-6888. You can also check them out on Facebook at Facebook/GoCleanse.
Welcome back to Empower Radio's Voices of Vision with your host, Jane Asher.
Loving this show today. My guest is Dr. Judy McNutt. She has a Facebook page that's called Soul Designers with Dr. Judy. Or you can go to judymcnutt.com if you want to see what we're up to. We're talking about DNA, mindfulness, designing the life, your life on purpose, essentially, and really just being present and, I guess, showing up for your life, right, Judy?
Yeah, I think that's very nicely noticed and super accurate.
So Advanced Wisdom Academy. So what is the Advanced Wisdom Academy? And what if I'm not advanced? Can I still be part of it?
Okay, beautiful. So after I did all of this work and study on DNA and the human brain and our lives here on Earth and the metaphysical spirituality piece and pulling all of that together, I realized I'm just one person. I can't possibly do this all by myself, A. B, different people have different beliefs and different pathways that are effective for them, different from what I do. So I created the Advanced Wisdom Academy, and I'm inviting like-minded energies to join me in the Advanced Academy and offer their courses, classes. Mm. I don't have any products yet, but I may. I don't know.
Okay.
Because I don't know what's going to be down the road. But so I created the Advanced Wisdom Academy, and it's just the creme de la creme, the cutting edge, doing work in these fields right now. One of them is the Brain Integration Institute. The Brain Integration Institute does very high level energetic work, actually teaching people how to change their brains.
Hmm.
Awesome work. And then another one that I have in there right now is Robin Rice. She's doing a Training Your Inner Warrior. She takes people through a 31-day course and helps them cement change into their lives, create change, and make it be real. And so those are the two I have now. And then my soul design work is in there as well. But it's going to grow.
Okay.
I already have people calling me.
Okay. How do I connect with the Advanced Wisdom Academy? Is it going to be sort of like a marketplace where I'm feeling like I need to expand and I want more knowledge about the warrior thing, or I want to know more about DNA or soul design? So I would go to this Advanced Wisdom Academy, and that's where, like a clearinghouse for all of these cool businesses? Is that what's happening?
That's a pretty accurate picture. It's on judymcnutt.com.
Okay.
And it's got its own tab at the top, the Advanced Wisdom Academy. And,
right.
You know, you'll just click it. Eventually, I will have, some different ways to offer it. I'm just starting out right now, so it's pretty basic. But yeah, exactly. You start feeling like you need some guidance in an area, you can go to the Advanced Wisdom Academy and look and see if you can find a match. If you can't find a match, then you send an email to connect@judymcnutt.com, and you let me know what you're looking for, and I'll find it.
I like this.
Yeah, I make it my business to know who's on the cutting edge of, because I just personally love it. I'm passionate, so I'm always looking and having conversations with people and reading what they're offering. and taking the classes myself. Sometimes I can save a person a lot of trouble by just having taken the class already myself.
Well, it's true. That's great. I love the concept, Judy. I think it's really, really necessary right now, too. I find that in my conversations with varied friends, there's a lot of seeking and a lot of people looking to elevate what they've got going on. Like, they just kind of have come to that point where they're like, yeah, I need to do more. I need to be more. I need to be connected more. I want to discover kind of that inner, you know, that thing that I always tell my kids. I'm like, when you feel your heart start pounding and the hair on the back of your neck goes up, that's when you know you're really there, when you're, yeah, you know, living that truth, I guess. And that's what I, you know, it's not about, you know, seeking a big bank account. It's not that, you know, that's not why we're here. You know, it's just, that cracks me up all the time. It's like, no, do what you love. Find something you love, and then you're not working. So
very
that's,
good. Yes, absolutely. No. So it's really about happiness when you get right down to it. When I'm working with an individual, and you know, there's all these areas of your life. There's your wealth and prosperity, your fame and reputation, your love and relationship, your health and your family, your center core being, your creativity and your children. Like your knowledge and self-cultivation, your career. Oh my God, that's a huge one. And just finding helpful people, and then, you know, travel and the reasons for travel. And at the base of every one of those sort of categories or little groups is what makes you happy.
Right.
What brings the joy.
Right.
What, you know, that's what it's all about.
And do you find that, in this aging process, which I find very interesting, that we get to the point where we understand the simplistic beauty of happiness so much more? To me, everything is so much more defined now. You know, the sunsets, watching my hummingbirds for hours on end, seeing a bug crawl across the back patio, a butterfly. I mean, I feel like I'm the master of ADD because my attention span is so short because nature is mind blowing to me now. Like I feel like I was grasped it up to the age of 10. And then I feel like I was asleep there for quite a while. And then I feel like I've awakened again. So,
beautiful.
Do you think it has anything to do with that? The aging process where we finally go, huh, this happiness thing is really simple.
Well, one would hope, because after this many years on the planet, if you don't start getting it, you need some help.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Because I mean, seriously, after all the different experiences, and that's our job too. Our other job, you know, sometimes, you know, you're very correct in saying that you just kind of fall asleep in certain areas. But it may be because you're busy in other areas. And making mistakes can be really, really valuable if you're mindful about it, if you're paying attention, and if it contributes something to your life. Making the same mistake over and over again for many years, I guess that's an addiction. That's a whole other thing. Yeah.
Wow. Well, I have so loved our conversation today. We have a few minutes left, and you know, if you're listening and you're going, wow, this is really intriguing to me, go to judymcnutt.com. Or if you're on Facebook and you're interested in Soul Designers, it's Soul Designers with Dr. Judy. It's a nice open group there. You can join in on the conversation. And Judy, you post a lot. You know, you do a lot of, you're very generous and you're very involved on Facebook, where you really like to promote other people and to share a lot of stuff. So in closing, is there anything you'd like to share with the audience?
Well, yeah. Okay. If you offer something cutting edge and you want me to know about it, please let me know, because I am putting the Academy together. And the generosity model is really important to me. So you're absolutely right. I blog a lot of things out there that my business mentors tell me I could sell. And, you know, I say, well, okay, maybe someday, but right now, this is what I'm guided to do because this is what the planet needs. And I do a mindfulness practice every single morning for the entire planet and the universe. I know that sounds really huge, but this is what I'm called to do. So actually do that practice twice daily and even more if I think it's needed. So I am definitely your hookup for the universe.
I love you, Judy. I absolutely love you. I'm so happy to hear that you're doing a mindfulness practice for the universe because you are 100% correct. It needs it. We all need a little bit of Dr. Judy. If you're doing something cutting edge and you're listening today, I encourage you to go to judymcnutt.com. And Judy, you'll go ahead and personally respond to these emails, or how do you connect with people?
Yeah, my email is connect@judymcnutt.com.
Well, there you
go.
The word
connect. Yeah.
All right. So, awesome.
Yeah. I'm interested and I am listening.
I love it. Advanced Wisdom Academy, judymcnutt.com. Soul Designers with Dr. Judy on Facebook. She will personally connect you with all of her people. And I love everything you're doing. And I cannot tell you how much I've loved having this conversation. And I'd like to have you back on. Let's do another show when the Advanced Wisdom Academy is, you know, just burgeoning with all kinds of great wisdom. And we'll do that again. And likewise, send people my way. If you, you know, in your walk of life, you meet so many cool people. If you think that it would make a fun radio show on Voices of Vision, I'd appreciate the connection.
Absolutely. Awesome. This is really wonderful. Fun. Thank you. And just remember, there's love in the world for you every day, because I put it there.
Well, on that note, thank you for listening today.
Inspired? Motivated? We hope so. Join Jane next week as she connects with another motivated soul, driven to live their life's purpose on Voices of Vision, here on Empower Radio.